Yeah, let's pick up the Maggot line. What do you say? DC 101's direct line, 4321. 101. Hello, Hobbito.
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
All right.
Good.
Hey, man. I'm a home man working on Alexandria.
All right. Put it up, put it up. Pow, 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 pow.
Hey, yeah. Listen, I got a wife at home, and she's feeling a little low this morning.
What's the matter with her, buddy?
5 months pregnant, and she's got the flu.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. I wonder if you could call her up and cheer her up this morning. She's stay off because she's not feeling so hot.
Well, she's being rude to you and stuff?
Nah, she's being okay, but she's just a little under the weather.
All right, what's the number over there? What's your name?
My name's John.
And what's her name?
Her name is Arity.
What?
Arity. A-R-E-T-Y.
What kind of name is that?
That's Greek, man.
Arity.
Yeah.
And has she shown you some of her country's more unique tendencies?
Yeah, well, I'm Greek, too, so I know all about them tendencies.
Really? And have you lived up to your supposed reputation?
Pregnant, is she?
Yeah, well, that doesn't tell me about your Greek. Never mind. Let me call her up, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Let her ring, man. You're going to wake her up.
I'm going to wake her up. Yep. See you later.
Thanks, bud.
Yep. Bye-bye. I'm gonna wake up that little miss and show her that I care. I'm gonna wake up that little miss, run my fingers through her hair. I'm gonna wake up that little miss. One before eight.
Hello?
Hello, my little Greek miss. This is little Arity, I take it, eh?
Who's this?
This is the Grease Man.
Hey.
Waddle-doodle-addum. Your husband John called me up. Well, I'm sorry,
huh? Oh.
But your husband called and asked me to call you to wake you up and say I hope you feel better because you had the flu.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, that's why I'm calling, huh?
Oh, thank you.
Well, are you proud of your husband being a lawman?
I'm very proud of him.
Does he ever stare at himself in the mirror when he's in full uniform?
All the time.
And stand there and go, boo-da-da, boo-da-da, pow-pow-pow-pow.
Yeah.
Hey, so y'all are Greeks, huh?
Yeah. Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Oh, okay.
That's good. Bad day. Go to the Greek Orthodox Church together.
Mm-hmm. Who is this, really?
This is the Grease Man. Listen, waddle-doodle-addum-day. All right, go back to sleep, baby. I just called to cheer you behind up and hope you're feeling better. Hope you're feeling better, my little sweet Greek miss. My little angel. A couple reminds me of an incident I had with Estelle. Well, Lord knows, I wanted to do a little fudge back in. But I knew she'd never go for it. I never knew. I just knew that if I ever tried, you know, she'd be slapping me. Get out of there. You know. The day I took her to see the movie Deliverance, I watched the expression on her face as we saw Ned Beatty humiliated, and I watched for some gleam, some shine that may have told me to. You know, walking out of the movie theater, she would say, "Boy, that sure was brutal." I said, "Well, in some cases it could be." Okay, and she said, "What?" I said, "Nothing. You want some more popcorn?" So I knew right away her proclivity was not in a southerly direction. But yet I was somehow compelled to enjoy the sweet, 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 dank corridor to ecstasy. But how? How? Then I thought about it. I'd feed her a line she couldn't resist. One day I came home, I said, "Estelle, where are your pills at?" She said, "My birth control pill." I said, "Where are them things?" She said, "Right here." She handed them to me, I threw them out the window. She said, "What do you do?" I said, "Where's that diaphragm at?" She said, "Well, I don't use it, it's in the drawer." I grabbed it, I flushed it down the toilet. She said, "What are you, nuts? You told me you didn't want to have kids." I said, "I know, baby, but frankly, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you because how long you been on them pills now? 10 years? I know they say it's safe, but you know, when you start getting 10 years and you are a pack and a half a day smoker, I mean, Estelle, I worry about you taking them pills. And I know you're concerned about the water weight buildup and everything. And you know, devices. You know, them intro, you, whatever they call them, them IOUs you could get. You know, they're not altogether safe. I put my arm around her. I said, baby, I am concerned about you. She said, well, what are we supposed to do? I said, well, we can use the method of the old masters. She said, you mean? I said, yes. Estelle, I want you around for a long time. And I think with compassion. I think with tenderness. I think with a gentleness, we can get used to a new avenue of attack. She said, well, I guess you do make some valid points. I said, come on, baby. Let's try, my darling. She said, well, okay. You will be gentle. I said, of course. Come here, baby. Come here!
Who's not really sick, just slightly irregular? The Grease Man, DC 101.
To 75.